Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This podcast is brought to you by Haas Nissan in Yorkton. Hey, you with the AirPods. If you're looking for a new car, truck, or SUV, then Haas Nissan is the place to go. So, while you're listening to Nick and Reader, eat your avocado toast and think about how you'd look in your sleek new ride.
Oh. Nick and Reader! That's Len and Stella on a Tuesday morning, and it's more hits, more favorites. Also, more fun on Facebook, facebook.com/morefoxfm. We posted a little photo, Reader, because a pretty cool anniversary today. I mean, we were just talking about your grad anniversary, yeah. But today, 16 years ago today, the movie Spider-Man 2 hit theaters. And you know what? This is as the first summer in probably, I want to say, like 12 years that didn't really see any superhero movies.
Yeah.
Because it kind of all started with Iron Man in 2008, right? And it's been every summer since there's been at least one superhero
movie.
Just
about, yeah.
There's a lot to choose from. And I was thinking about this. What might be someone's favorite superhero movie? Because for a lot of people, Spider-Man 2.
Yeah, including myself.
Oh, okay.
It's probably my favorite of all of them. Definitely the best of the Spider-Man movies, though I admit I haven't seen the two newest ones.
I have. I think they're really cool.
Yeah.
I mean, I kind of treat superhero movies as roller coaster rides or theme park rides. You know, Marty Scorsese said that, and it sounded kind of jerky from him, but I like that analogy because it's just fun. You go, it's for general audiences, it's a big event, you get to see action, excitement, sometimes comedy, you know, it's for everybody. It's not for specific people. So I'm a bit of a movie nerd. I'm willing to admit that, but I still like me some superhero movies. That being said, Reader, I want to know your top five superhero movies.
Okay, well, like I said, number one, Spider-Man 2.
Obviously.
They didn't have to establish anything. They could jump right into the action. And unlike a lot of superhero movies, one hero, one villain. Not 50 billion guys against 50 billion other guys.
Okay.
So they can actually just concentrate on their story.
I would say if you're out there listening and you haven't seen Spider-Man 2, you should see Spider-Man 2. I think it's just a good movie.
Alfred Molina was great as Dr. Octopus.
What's number two then?
Number two? Batman. 89 Batman.
Okay. Yeah, I was thinking of this because that's like a whole debate into itself. Is like, what's the best Batman movie?
That's my favorite Batman.
There's been so many Batman movies.
That was the most fun one to me.
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense. I was literally born in 89, so I grew up with the Batman movies, and I like them too. I'm a Batman and Robin guy. That's as far as Batman. What's your number three?
Number three? Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, 1990 edition.
Absolutely.
Yes.
20th anniversary just happened, too, for that movie as well. Shout outs to Judith Hogue, one of my childhood crushes.
Actually, 30th anniversary.
30th? Oh, geez.
30 years ago.
Oh, my. Yeah. I'm old.
Yeah, I do like that one. Number four, Captain America, the first Avenger, the first Captain America movie, the first of the modern Captain America movies.
Nice.
I liked it because it started out in the 40s, back in the era where Captain America began, and he showed, you know, puny little Steve Rogers and saying, man, I want to be a soldier. And
it was
and
like
that.
An adventure movie, like a serial.
It was, it had that feel to it. So I really liked it. And number five, Superman 2.
Ooh, okay.
1980.
No, not bad. Okay.
Yeah.
I'll do mine really quickly here because there's some doubles. My number five is Shazam. I just saw Shazam. I love it. I think it's a great movie.
I haven't seen it yet.
Thor Ragnarok. I like Thor Ragnarok. That's my number four. Number three is The Phantom with Billy Zane.
Oh,
remember
wow.
that one from 96? I saw it in the
cinema.
You like
his purple suit.
I love that movie. Yeah. Number two, Dredd from 2012, the Judge Dredd movie. I really like that one as well. And number one, Ninja Turtles.
Yeah.
Obviously. That is so cool. Tell us your favorite superhero movies. If you can't narrow it down to one, just give us your list. Facebook.com/morefoxfm.
Nick and Reader are looking for a good elephant ears recipe. Or someone to make some for them.
More hits, more favorites, Fox FM.
That's Taylor Swift, Fox FM, on a Tuesday morning. Nick and Reader joining you, and hopefully you guys are having a good start to the day. A bit of a wet one today. Reader, it rained a lot yesterday throughout the day. Mm-hmm. I spent a lot of time outside.
Yeah.
I kind of cooped up over the weekend, so I thought, well, I'm going to force myself to hang out outside. So I spent a good portion of the afternoon outside yesterday, and in between periods of rain or mist or whatever you want to call what happened yesterday, mosquitoes. Yeah. So you know how a couple weeks ago where I was like, you know, Reader, I haven't been bitten by mosquitoes. Well, I should have knocked on every single wooden surface in this control room because my legs are on fire
today. You got cocky.
I did. I absolutely got cocky.
I know. I was out on the golf course Friday night in Saskatoon. My brothers and I, we went out golfing, and I got a few bites out there. Even on my hands, I got a few bites here in just annoying spots, like right there on my finger.
Oh, man.
And it's a really itchy spot.
You don't scratch your mosquito bites, right?
Oh, I do.
Oh, my goodness. I am trying so hard not to right now because it seems mosquitoes only go for my legs. They never go for my arms, my hands, my neck, any kind of thing. It's always just my legs. So I kind of have that feeling where it's like an allergic reaction. Like I want to scratch my legs, but I shouldn't, right?
I know. And the worst part is it feels so good when you scratch them.
Do you, what is your mosquito repellent of choice?
Whatever is handy.
True.
Basically what I use.
For me, it's whatever's in my golf bag at the time. And it's usually a big can of Muscol. Because, I mean, if you're going to,
if
you're going to show up to a gunfight, you bring a cannon, right?
The old classic deep woods off.
You know, sometimes, yeah. Like, I'm mostly depending on what's available. Like, whatever's at the store when you walk in kind of thing. But, yeah, I was also thinking yesterday about how the beautification crews are out. You see the whip crews and all the people out here in the city of Yorkton riding around in their side-by-sides and stuff. And, you know, my heart goes out to you guys having to work outside all day. And anybody, for that matter, farmers, anyone, construction workers, people who are working outside, my gosh, mosquitoes, get out of here. Would it be a bad thing if mosquitoes didn't exist?
I don't know if they do anything useful.
I don't know. I feel like the Homer Simpson thing where he sneezes and kills the dinosaurs. I feel like that's probably what would happen if mosquitoes didn't exist. Like they're like their place in the grand, you know, dance of life is so important. But
we wouldn't have gotten giant dinosaurs in Jurassic Park without mosquitoes.
True. I guess we have Jurassic Park to thank mosquitoes for. So, all right, good. We turn the tables here on the morning show. Our opinion on mosquitoes has changed. Thanks for Jurassic Park, guys. That's Fits in the Tantrums. More hits, more favorites. Fox FM. It's Nick and Reader with you, hanging out this Tuesday morning. It's going to be a little wet today, but it's going to be nice over the next couple days, too. Still got your news update on the way with full weather details there as well. Reader, I want to say big congratulations going out to Nina.
Yes.
Yeah, on the Facebook page, you can see right now, Nina of Lou Ross, she won the big grad contest.
Yes, indeed. $250 prepaid credit card. Enjoy putting that to use. Of course, it was great to see all the pictures of everyone's memories of their senior year of the class of 2020.
And it was also fun to kind of look back as well here on the show, too. Like, thinking about it, you and I posted our yearbook photos. We were talking about our grad experiences. We were making fun of grad songs.
And as I mentioned earlier this morning, 25 years ago today, I graduated from Outlook High School.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes.
Outlook High School.
Oh, my goodness.
The blue wave, right?
We were the blues, yes.
Yeah, I guess it would have been 13 years for me since I graduated high school. So that's it's cool to look back, and it's also cool to look forward, too, because all these kids, they're seniors now. They're going into the next chapter of their lives.
The adventure continues.
Yeah, and Nina is going into that chapter $250 richer because she sent her photo in. So once again, big thank you going out to every single person that sent in their entries, and also big thank you to all of the sponsors that helped our contest as well, too. Keep it locked here on Fox FM because we're just getting started here with the giveaways. You guys know us. We love giving stuff away, so keep it locked here. And also sign up to be a Fox Hunter for more exclusive contests.
This podcast is brought to you by Haas Nissan in Yorkton. Hey, you at the AirPods. If you're looking for a new car, truck, or SUV, then Haas Nissan is the place to go. So, while you're listening to Nick and Reader, eat your avocado toast and think about how you'd look in your sleek new ride.
Bad Liar, Imagine Dragons, more hits, more favorites, Fox FM, it's Nick and Reader. Tuesday morning, one day away from Canada Day.
That's right.
Reader, weather-wise, though, it's going to be a little bit wet.
Yeah, we might see a little bit more rain today and into tonight. About 40% chance during the day. We might see some showers and thunderstorms. And then tonight, we're likely going to see some rain getting a little heavy overnight. And for actual Canada Day tomorrow, 30% chance of some showers, but it's going to become partly sunny as the day goes on.
So we're just going to have a little bit of rain today and into tomorrow a little bit here, at least in Yorkton and Melville area.
It might be a muggy Canada Day.
Yeah. I want to talk about Manitoba for a second, because I was doing some weather research and stuff for today, and I noticed yesterday that they put out an alert for a high water level for the Verdun area, sort of that part of our listening area. They're saying that that part of Manitoba is expecting 80 to 150 millimeters of rain, I should say, over the next few days. So keep that in mind, guys. Low-level areas, don't cross water if you see it. You don't know how fast it's going to be moving, all that kind of stuff that happens in that part of the region. So just wanted to add that as well. So hopefully everybody's going to be extra safe over the next couple days, no matter where you are in the listening area. And of course, if you're chilling in the listening area right now, maybe you're hanging out in Verdun getting ready for the day, let us know what it looks like in your part of the listening area. Of course, we really can't travel right now due to current public health concerns. So we would appreciate as much of photos as you want to send us as possible, especially when it comes to like beautiful pictures of your slice of the listening area. We always love seeing those as well. You can call or text us anytime, 306-783-3699, or you can check us out on Facebook or Instagram at MoreFoxFM.
Nick and Reader tried using a bucket of chicken for fall fertilizer.
It didn't work, but the cats loved it.
More hits, more favorites, Fox FM.
More hits, more favorites. The ambassador to Canada right now on TikTok, I'd say, right, Drake?
Maybe, yeah.
Yeah, he's always been kind of like the famous Canadian in the past couple of years here. I mean, big Raptors fan.
Yeah.
Put a lot of spotlight on there. I was just thinking about Canada Day because, of course, it's Canada Day Eve.
That's right.
Tomorrow's the big day. So remember, the Western Development Museum is going to be doing their celebrations a little different this year, because normally they get everybody on the grounds of the museum and there's activities, there's contests. They're still doing the activities and the contests, but it's going to be the comfort of your own home.
Exactly, but you can still take part in some of the activities that you would normally do. Coloring contests, photos. You can run down to Tourism Yorkton and pick up some free seedlings to add some plant life to your yard. There's all kinds of things. You can decorate your home.
Mm-hmm.
Make red and white the theme of your home.
We've been making jokes about Canadian decorations for like the past week or so. I said, what did I say yesterday? Just hang up a framed photo of Jan Arden in your house?
Yes.
But what would be like a treat? Like red and white, I guess. Get some streamers around and put a flag up. You were saying put a flag up in the window.
Yeah.
All the college
denim
kids.
Curtains.
Yeah, all the college kids with the flags in the window. They're set. They're good for decorating for Canada Day. So
all kinds of things.
If you want to find out more info and also get the entries for the coloring contest and stuff like that, WDM.ca is where you can find it right now. And we hope you guys have an excellent Canada Day tomorrow, regardless of how you are celebrating. And also, keep in mind, if you're going to be celebrating maybe out in the parks and playgrounds and stuff, that there still are social distancing guidelines in effect.
That's right.
So if you're going to be out celebrating Canada Day, remember social distance and only stay within your social groups and also groups no larger than 30 people. So keep that in mind while you are celebrating Canada Day tomorrow.
Catch Nick and Reader Monday to Friday mornings on Fox FM.
I like that.